Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Vayigash, Tavshin Peivav, arguably the most exciting parsha in the Torah. Last week was pretty exciting too, many of these, but really emotional, I should say. And we get into the story, the ending of the story, towards the end of Yosef and his brothers, of course, Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai, is in this week's parsha. And we start off with Rabbeinu Bachai. We could really start off every week with Rabbeinu Bachai, because every parsha, Rabbeinu Bachai takes a pasuk in Mishlei, discusses it, expands upon it, and then says, and that's exactly what's meant by the first pasuk in the parsha, and he goes right into it. So he does that 50 plus times. And we've done every so often here and there, but today we'll do the one from the beginning of Vayigash. Says the Rabbeinu Bachai, quoting Shlomo HaMelech, Ma'ane rach yashiv chema, a soft answer will push back anger. The Devar Atzev ya'ale af. But the opposite of ma'ane rach will bring up anger. What's the message? What's the secret? Shlomo HaMelech alav shalom. Yes, here, because of Azeh, the Baruch HaMelech is giving warning. With this pasuk, Al ha'adam legadel nafsho ulahargil tivo lishono b'ma'ane rach. We have to do what we can to accustom ourselves and our teva and our tongue to speak softly. All right, I think somebody once said, speak softly and carry a big stick. At least speak softly, we have, as we have here. Ki amane harach yashkit v'yaniach ka'as hakoes. The soft answer, the soft response will quiet and put to rest the anger of the one who is angry. V'hadvarim ha-ma'atzivim she'im behefich ma'anerach. That's the opposite of ma'anerach. So ma'anerach, a soft spoken comment, will soften the anger coming out. Hem yolidu ha-kaas v'ha-chema. They will, the other side will cause and bring up more anger, but the ma'anerach will not. The davar yadua, right? This is, he gets this maybe from his Rebbe slash colleague, the Ramban. The Ramban, much of Rabbeinu Chai is based on the Ramban, but the Ramban in his Igeres HaRamban, the first thing he writes in Igeres HaRamban is to daver benachas, right? Not to raise one's voice. V'davar yadua, ki adibur yesh lo koach gadol hein l'tov hein l'afchon. Let's generalize this, says Rabbeinu Chai. Let's talk about dibur in general. It's known that dibur, the power of speech, has an unbelievable koach. L'tov, or the opposite. V'hu ikker havayas ha'adam. And it is the ikker existence, the ikker definition of a person, is, as we know, the Sefer Kuzari, midaber. That's what defines us. Kipri azeh. Words that we say are like the fruit of a tree. It's our offspring. Shehu ikker ha'ilan. The ultimate purpose of a tree is the fruit that grows from it. The ultimate purpose of a human being are the words that come out. Umizeh amar ha'kasuv. And that's what the pasuk says. Beginning when we were created, Vayi Adam l'nefesh chaya. We were a live spirit. Biuro she'ikir havayas ha'adam. What defines us? Bishvil nefesh chaya she'nefesh ha'medaberes. What makes us unique amongst all the creatures, even the live creatures, like the animal kingdom, our power of speech. V'chetergam unkelis, and he quotes unkelis, l'ruach mimalala. Right? Speech. Speech not only means to each other. We've pointed out in the past that when man, this pasuk is when man was created. Hashem created us, and we are created as a talking spirit. At the moment that we were created, who were we supposed to talk to? We were the only ones in the world, right? Only Adam. So obviously, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's also part of our speech, part of defining us, talking to each other, and talking in mitzvahs, and talking in Torah, and talking to God. Alkei nikra hadibur pri. That's why dibur is called pri, is called, again, the product of. V'hu shekasav borei niv svasayim. Right, the expression of lips. Niv is also to blossom. Ki adibur prisvasayim. Umashayiches akasav adibur laborius aleh. We attribute speech to God also. That's obviously a different kind of speech. V'bneisha adibur hu ne'etzal mikoach haseichel. Dibur flows from the intellect. Shehu bitzara nefesh hamidaberesh ba'adam. Which is the speaking part of man. And that's the part that we have, tzelem elokim, that we're like God. Right? Animals do not have the seichel, the intellect, and therefore they don't have the dibur. They have instinct, animals have instinct and a certain level of intelligence depending on the animal, but not the intellect like a human being has, obviously. And Dibor is the gift that's given to man. End of line 10. And the Dibor that we could use in two opposite ways. The power. There are many midrashim about this as well. Remember the medrash. Well, let's read this first line first. Derech hachayim v'derech hamaves. V'husha kasev. And that's the other pasuk. Maves v'chayim biyad lashon. Life and death are in the hand of the tongue. Vo'aveh yochal pirya. Remember the medrash about the king that needed lion's milk, and he sends somebody to finally, they're going to get much treasures, and finally somebody comes up with an idea, how can you get a lioness's milk, and he throws a piece of meat one day, and then gets a little closer the next day, throws another piece of meat, until he finally gets very close, and he befriends the lioness, and finally gets the milk, and on the way back, all the parts of the body are arguing with each other, saying, you know, who's the most important? And the legs say, well, I was the one that got closer every single day. And then the arms say, well, I'm the ones that threw the piece of meat to the lioness. And the eyes say, well, I saw what the where the lioness was. And finally the tongue says, no, I'm the most important. Like, what did you do? He's like, you'll see. He's like, I'm the most important. What did you do? Finally they get to the king and they say, here is your goat's milk. Goat's milk. Goat's milk I don't need. Throw him in the dungeon. And as they're going, everybody's like, okay, the tongue is most important. The tongue says, no, I made a mistake, lioness's milk. And he needed it to cure his daughter, whatever it is, that's the medrash, chayv amavis, biyat halashon. But says the, in everyday life, says Rabbeinu Bachai, but this is our power, what we spend our time doing. We are gregarious beings. V'hu azhara l'mishu bal dvarim obadivrei Torah v'nyani mitzvahs, shu derech hachayim. We're going to talk a lot. Which is, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about Torah and Mitzvah, so we're going to talk about Lashon Hara and other Averis. And Shlomo HaMelech comes and tells us, that's the message here. If you have speech lined up in the good, so that will be produce that will be holy. And now, line 16. U'mipresha adibur hu ikar gadol ba'adam lahoshia nafsho v'gufo o laha'avido. We see speech has such power to create, to give life, right? The power of a king, right? The power, Achashverosh, right? He determines life and death with his speech, whatever he says, right? With his, he pointed his scepter and said, yes, come in. But Shlomo v'limei das es ha'adam. So Shlomo HaMelech comes, teaches us, shu machzikim b'midazu shaman erach. Not only what you say, but Shlomo says how you say it. Ma'anerach. Ki hu yashiv chema. V'yafilu chamas hamelech. Even if the king is very angry. What happened here? Now we get into the beginning of the parsha. V'nei Yehuda ben Yaakov hechzeg b'midazos. Yehuda used this. Yehuda did not raise his voice. Shediva liyose b'lashen racha. Again, some of the content Rashi alludes to might be a little kasha. Ki chamocha kefaro. The alkene shiv chamaso shall yamar lahem shu koes al davar agavia. He shiv chamaso. Yosef was very angry. He was showing anger. And Yehuda came. And Yehuda could have started screaming. You, what is this? He didn't take it. And how many times? And you gave our money back. The adua ki lo hayaroi kasli Yosef. Hama'alil osam be'inyin agavia. Right? If anybody in this story should have been angry, right? Yosef, kiem li Yehuda, v'yatarechav, hanikiyim, shayim esnatz limbalo shavalem. They apologize, they gave the money back. Yehuda should be the one that maybe is raising his voice. V'yafal pikin ha-Yehuda chacham gadol, v'gibor b'gvuras ha-gufu b'gvuras ha-nefesh. Yehuda was a gibor. Shekavash es Yisro v'lo kas. Now sometimes we feel that, you know, the one who screams louder is the gibor. Sometimes the one who keeps quiet. The one who could say something, and somebody, sometimes we are egged on. Yeah, you don't have an answer for me? No, that. Sometimes that's just being egged on, whether it's by a friend or a child or whatever it is, for us to keep our cool. That's the real gibor. Yehuda saw this was not the time to raise a voice and get angry. Even if he's going to use harsh ideas, but the way you say it is low and strong. He's telling over the whole story. As Rabbeinu Bachai always says. And that's exactly Vayigash Elav Yehuda. And Yehuda gets closer and goes to him. Okay, so Yehuda shows Gvura there already. Again, we know Yehuda was Av HaMalchus, right, leading to a lot of what we learn about Yehuda in these parshios, right, are the ingredients that went into the DNA of David HaMelech. Right, already last week, what was last week's message of Yehuda? A number of, number one, Chet and Shuva. Yehuda is able, even when it's so embarrassing, Tzad Kamimani. Yehuda is able to recognize Chet, right? David HaMelech. Ataha ish chatasi. Right, David HaMelech. What else? Yehuda, last week, Anochi Arvenu, Arvus. Another ingredient for Malchus and for leadership. We have admitting fault. We have taking responsibility. And what do we have here? According to Rabbeinu Bachai, we have the ability to communicate in an effective way. Right? Not raising a voice, but saying, being strong about what your feelings are and your ideals, but saying it with a proper tone. Saying it with a proper tone. Right. I might add, this also, even though it's not speech, it acts like speech. Sometimes when one says it sends a WhatsApp or an email, sometimes you'll get an email from somebody with all the letters capitalized with 6 exclamation points. So that's a scream, right? That's a scream. You're like, all of a sudden you hear it because, so we have to be, even how we write our punctuation has to be thought about when we communicate in the way that we communicate today. Okay. Continuing also along in the beginning of the Parsha, the meaning of Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Let's learn the words of Reb Blumenzweig in source number 2. He quotes the Medrash. Vayigash Elav Yehuda Ksiv. Mayim Amukim Eitza Belev Ish. Deep water is the Eitza, is the wisdom in the heart of man. Another pasuk in Mishlei. Leber Amuka Malei Atzonin. A deep well full of cold water. Vahayu Meimeh Atzoninim. V'yafin, water is beautiful, cold and refreshing. But it was so deep down, nobody could get to the water. It was all the way down in a well. Somebody says, I have an idea. He takes one rope and ties it to another rope and ties it to another string and ties it to another rope until it's long enough. Until he put a pail on the bottom, get all the way down, v'shasa, and bring up the water to drink. His chilu akol dolin himena v'shosin. So he did that for everybody, and then everybody was able to get the water and drink. Somehow, that's a mashal for Yehuda. Kach lo zaz Yehuda meshev liyosef davar al davar at sha'amar alibo. Until Yehuda went all the way, standing in front of Yosef, he tied strings together until he got to the bottom of the pit, bottom of the well. What's the medrash trying to tell us? Says Rav Blumenzweig. Rabboseinu ma'afyanim es amidasol shel Yehuda mul Yosef. Our rabbis express the Yehuda to Yosef encounter. B'muvan ha'pashut, amidasol shel Yehuda mevatas mesiras nefesh v'ne'amanos. Yehuda is mesiras nefesh. Yehuda is giving of himself, ready to give himself instead of Binyamin. Klai b'Binyamin klai b'Yaakov. I don't want to do this to my father. I don't want to do this to my brother. And this is the opposite of everything we know from the brothers until now. Up until now, they didn't want to recognize or accept the special relationship that Yaakov had with Yosef. Right, but now he recognizes it's like tshuva, even though, you know, sometimes fathers, again, Chazal take Yaakov to task a little bit about showing favoritism to one, but there are different types of sons, and Yaakov loved Rachel and the Bnei Rachel, but they recognize it. So that's one idea. Yes, that's what Yaakov did. He stood up to Yosef and he was ready to take responsibility. But Yehuda stood up to Yosef, was ready to take responsibility. But, explains Reb Blumenzweig, maybe it's something deeper here. What is the Medrash about? about going to the bottom of the well. Avar Aboseinu b'medrash zeh mechatshim nekuda acheres. There's another idea here. Hamedrash medaber al nisyono shel Yehuda l'aredes l'shorash hadvarim. Finally here, Yehuda wants to get to the bottom of things. He wants to uncover. He doesn't want to live superficially. He doesn't want to just see what's on the surface. He wants to get deep, deep. As scary as that MS might be, that's what Yehuda wants. That's what's going on here. He's going through this whole story because Yehuda realizes there's something behind the scenes. There's something going on here that doesn't make sense. The Gavia's back and our money is back and we might add, and he sat us all in a row and, you know, all the other drops, the hints that Yosef keeps giving. Lagas ba'omek libo shel shalit Mitzrayim. He's trying to get inside the heart of this ruler. Lachsofes anekuda nisteres, to uncover the hidden point. Hatzmuna mibifnim. There's something down there. Yehuda starts lowering the rope. That's the message of the Medrash. He's tying things together. He's tying strings together. I got to get to the bottom. There's something dark and mysterious here, which I need to find out. Yesh kan be'er amuka imayim zakim. I know there's clear water at the bottom. I just got to get there. Jesorach lagi aleihem. Lachsofos hem v'lutzlosos. And I want to pull those up. I want to draw that water. Yudam nameni yodeh shuholich legalos yod. I don't know what's down there. Yehuda didn't know he didn't know who was Yosef. But there's something there. There's something underneath what's going on in life. Avol hu menaseh lachtor la'omek, laredes ad l'shoresh l'makor. Muchan laredes. So he said, I'm going down. No matter what it takes, no matter how embarrassing it might be, I have to go to the Shisin. I have to go down. Turning over, he says, ad ata. Source number 3. Hayachas al Yosef b'tzad Yehuda b'tur nitziga achim hayachas shal harchaka. Right, up until now, there was just distance. Yehuda was comfortable being distant from who he shouldn't be distant from. Ha'achim gilu klape Yosef kina. We know there was jealousy. Chalomos. Ha'achim mizahim etzal Yosef nekuta shemayem esaleim. The brothers are feel threatened by Yosef. Yosef wants to rule over us. He's telling us these dreams. Yosef tovea melucha v'shlita. He wants to be the king. He wants to be the ruler. And what do they do as a reaction? They're marchik. They distance. We don't want to go down there. Minasim shalo lahakirbo. They try their best to distance, not to recognize him. And then he says one of the most amazing psukim that we don't, most amazing tragic psukim, that we don't always focus on. What do? They throw Yosef in the pit. And what's the next pasuk? They sit down to have a meal. They sit down to have a meal. Imagine, they hear Yosef's crying, right? Screaming that there are snakes and scorpions down there. And the brothers are sitting and having a feast. Vayeshvu le'echo lechem. Bitu zeh mishakef richuk chazak ma'od. How distant they felt from him. Right, distant. Ach, od yoser mizeh, ulai zu mataras achem, maybe dafka. Maybe they, sometimes, right, like the chinuch says, acharei pe'ulos and shachos alavavos, they want to feel distant. So they dafka had a meal then, in order to continue this rejection. Yitachin sheim inam yosher lecho lechem lomrot rikas osher Yosef labar. They didn't sit down to eat, even though they threw Yosef in the pit, ela kitotsami bana, but as a result. Because they were now influenced. This is their new life that they're having as a separation. As a separation. And it continues relating to, we're not going to read the whole thing, what would have happened if Yehuda wouldn't have stood up, you know, what would have happened with Yosef, what would have happened with the brothers. But ultimately, what is Yehuda come? Go to the next page in source number 4. Yehuda says, enough with the distancing. Enough with covering up the MS, which is what we've been doing for a number of years already, right? For how many years? 13 and 20 years, 22 years, right? The 13 years from when Yosef was 17 to 30, till he stood in front of Paro, 13, and then another 7 years of famine, and plenty, that's right, 20, and then another 2 years until Yaakov came down. So 22 years altogether. So how long? Vayikesh alav Yehuda. Yehuda's like, I'm putting these strings together and I'm going down into this well. Ad hashoresh ha'amok. Enough. I'm not distancing myself. Until I get down. I don't know what's going to be. I don't know what the MS is. There's something mysterious here. But, you know, I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. And that's what he did. That's what he did. K'moytel Yosef, next paragraph. Just like Yosef. Kach gam kasher l'malchus Hashem ba'olam. It's the same thing with us. We need to do our best, to be our best in terms of being emesdik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not living superficial lives, getting to the truth of our avoda. Efshar lahotzi es HaKadosh Baruch Hu mi'amitzius. Right? They threw Yosef in the pit. We can't throw HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of our picture. Efshar lahotzi es HaKadosh Baruch Hu mi'atzmuna bidrachim adinus u'misuch kamos. Efshar lahotzi, we could ignore. We could just live our lives going straight without thinking and focusing. But our tafkid in life is to recognize the emes, the truth. Line 22. Tafkidenu hu lahakir be'emes. Right, we speak about this sometimes, Rosh Hashanah time. Remember one of the more mysterious, unusual, Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. Tosfos at the end of Rosh Hashanah quotes the Yerushalmi that why is the minhag to blow 100 kolos? Because of Aim Sisra. Because the mother of Sisra cried 100 kolos. And all the Bali Machshava wondered, that's why we're crying? Because of Aim Sisra, the mother of that anti-Semitic general that killed so many Jews? So we've quoted the idea that Aim Sisra's looking out the window, where's my Sisra? Where's my Sisra? And her friends are saying, he's coming, he's late, he's getting spoils, he's getting booty. Until finally, as the sun goes down, she realizes the emes. She realizes the truth, what was behind the scenes, and it hurts. And that's what the Rosh Hashanah is about. Everything else falling away, any excuses we have, anything else that distances us, just seeing the truth. Yehuda wanted to get to the truth. He wasn't going to take no for an answer. He knew there was truth. He just had to find it. And that's what we have to do in life. We have to go, we have to put string on string till we get to the bottom of the well. Right, back to there. Nachuchus elokis kayemes bo'olam b'lavachi. Hashem is here in the world. Vashela hi emanachnu makirim ba. Do we recognize him? Imanu misvadim el yisoto eloki sheba omek ha-metzius. Do we do what we can to connect, not just go through the motions? Remember that there's not just mitzvos, but there's a mitzvah. To recognize our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we learn from Yehuda standing up to Yosef and with Yosef. Okay. So what happens? Yosef finally can't hold back. He can't hold back. V'lo yachol perek mem hei. V'lo yachol Yosef ledapek. He can't hold back anymore. Right? The Bali Chasidus, the Sfasemes, the Shemi Shmuel. He wanted to hold back more, it sounds like, but he couldn't. That's why is that? Maybe those will be here on Shabbos. We'll talk about that. He said, everybody out. And he reveals himself. They couldn't answer him because they were in nivhalu. Behala usually means confused, in shock. Rashi. They couldn't answer him. Two words, Rashi. Busha is usually embarrassed. Embarrassed. What were they embarrassed about? Mipnei habusha. Says the Shemen Atov, source number 5. Pirish Rashi mipnei habusha. The kavanaso kinirah. The simple pshat. What does it mean? What is Rashi trying to tell us? He's trying to tell us why they were nivhalu. Why were they shaken? Right? Embarrassment. Kinirah lohotzi. So the Shemen Atov says Rashi maybe seems to be telling us, don't think they were nivhalu for some other reason. Don't think that they were nifhalu because they thought Yosef was going to take revenge from them. Because that was in his power. They didn't think so. Ad machinemar, until only after Yaakov dies in next week's parsha. V'yamru, remember the end of Vayechi, Lu yistemeno Yosef, Ejev Yashev Lanazarai, oh, Yosef is going to get us back now. Now that Yaakov died. So they weren't worried beforehand. They noticed a little change in Yosef's behavior after Yaakov died. But here it was not fear of revenge, it was busha. V'tzorach lahavin. What exactly was the embarrassment about? Al eza boshes hiskavin Rashi. Ulich ora. He says, I would think, ein lomar. What would I have said? They're embarrassed that they sold him. That maybe is the simple pshat. The Shemin HaTov thinks that you can't say that. Ein lomar da'abu shabal etzem ha'mechira. Why? Because look at the continuation of Yosef's psukim. What does Yosef tell them? Yosef himshech v'yamar, Geshuna, come close to me. Because Yosef saw that they were moving backwards. They were scared. Ro sam nasogim achar. Amar achshav achinich lamim. My brothers are shamed. Karlam balashim chiba. He calls him with love. Amalem shuv ani Yosef asher mechartim. No, I'm Yosef who you sold. If they were embarrassed because of the sale, he wouldn't mention that. I'm Yosef who you sold. So that can't be the busha. V'mabusha ba bechlam mechira lama hisker zos Yosef imratz alakarvam. Yosef is trying to bring them closer. So why would it be? He wouldn't mention it. So I'll be leaning near the next paragraph. So Shemin HaTov says, I think this is the busha. The kana busha ba de echav nizbaishu al mashalo hikiru es tzidkas v'kedushas Yosef. They were embarrassed and felt small that they didn't recognize Yosef's righteousness. They see now Yosef was 22 years in Egypt. In the Ervas Haaretz, Hayatzadik Yisod Olam. He's still Yosef, Hatzadik. Yosef recognized them, they didn't recognize him. Hainu Dolo Allah Al Daitam. Mashinemra Bapashas Yosef, Parsha Shmos, Yosef Hayabim Mitzrayim, Pirish Rashi, Hu Yosef Haroa Son Aviv, Hu Yosef Shayabim Mitzrayim Shana Samelech, Amad Bitsikuso. They didn't recognize, they didn't realize that this was in his power. Umashalo Hikiras Yosef, Vinizbaishu Bikdushaso. Right? Why was it? Because Yosef, again, it could be at age 17 and he tells over the dreams, so maybe that was just a little, as Chazal say, a little immaturity at that time. But ultimately, Mishum She Yosef Hu Hamaster as Atzmo. Yosef didn't go around and flaunt it. Umekadei She Shemayim Baseser. V'yalzen Nikra, this is very cool, Nikra Tzafras Paneach. Right, we know that was the name given to him. Tzafras Paneach. Ulefib Shuto, Hayetzorach Likare, Paneach Tzafras. What does Tzafras Paneach mean? Hidden, reveal things. Paneach is to interpret. He should be called Paneach Tzfunos or something like that. Interpreter of hidden things. Why is he called Tzafras Paneach? Elo dehu nishar Tzafras gam la'achar shemefaneach. No, he's Tzafras. He's hidden. Yosef tries to be hidden. V'gam Yaakov Avinu matzanu. Yaakov Avinu also, v'chulu. So the busha was because they didn't recognize. They didn't recognize the godless. The godless. Sometimes we're around a great person. And what do we feel? We feel small. What do we feel? We feel like a busha. A little bit like I feel very small near this person. Right? Lahavdil, but not so lahavdil if it's Talmud Chacham. Not lahavdil. The only story I know about Rav Saad Yigon. Right? Rav Saad Yigon, they say one time came home from a trip and he was doing tshuva, and his talmidim saw that he was doing tshuva, whatever the tshuva, tshuva samishkal, whatever they used to do in the days of the Gaonim. And they said, Rebbe, what's going on? He's like, I'm doing tshuva. He's like, why are you doing tshuva? He says, let me tell you what happened on my trip. I was traveling on my trip, and I came to an inn, and I stayed at the inn, and it was fine. And the next morning, when I was getting my stuff ready, and all of a sudden, somebody recognized me. Rav Saad Yigon. And all of a sudden, I'm like, what? And all of a sudden, the innkeeper comes along and says, I'm so sorry. I can't believe you're, he's like, what are you sorry about? He's like, no, I didn't give you, I didn't give you the honeymoon suite. I didn't give you the all the great food. He's like, you treated me fine. Well, he's like, no, if I would have known you were Rav Saad Yigon, I would have done even more. I didn't realize. And Rav Saad Yigon says, that hit me in the heart. If I would have known that yesterday, that you were Rav Saad Yigon, he says, every day I have a deeper recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I realize, Hashem is this? Hashem is... So I'm like, wow! So it's even greater than I knew yesterday. So I have to do tshuva, because I didn't give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the proper covenant yesterday, because, what I know about him today is even more. So that's the busha that the brothers felt. The godless of Yosef that they never recognized. And that's what we have to take from that Rav Sadigon, to recognize the godless of each person that we have. The godless of, you know, whenever we have, this somebody who we didn't realize was so amazing, and then we hear a story about them, it's like a little mizbayish. Again, not embarrassed in the way of somebody turning red. Right? Different, that's a different type of busha. Right? We had busha by Har Sinai. Right? What does it say in Yisrael? Right? It says busha there. Right? That's the pasuk Rachmanim by Shonam Gomel Chasadim. So the pasuk about busha is by Har Sinai. We were embarrassed by Har Sinai because we were in the presence of greatness. Right? And that's what the brothers were in this context, as well. Okay, moving right along. So, what does Yosef continue telling them? He says, don't worry, don't be angry. He says, Yosef is like, again, talking. Don't worry. Al tiyatzvu. Says Rav Yeruchim, in source number 7. Yeruchim Levavitz, Das Torah. Al tiyatzvu b'adenechem. Yosef is giving this whole, monologue, telling them, don't be upset. Who should be the one to say, don't be upset? Yosef is telling the brothers, don't be upset. The brothers are the one that should be apologizing here. The brothers should be like, you're Yosef. Oh, we're so sorry. What? Yosef's busy apologizing. Yosef's like, don't be upset. Ki hu omeid, hine hu omeid alem vu mafayas osam. Yosef is the one that's talking here and saying, it's so calm down. Are we supposed to understand this? Nora Ma'od, line 5. This is awesome, says the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Ad hechon haizam agas midas hamishpat etzel Yosef. How the midah of justice, or the midah of righteousness, was in Yosef. Tzrichem adas, and he quotes a line here. Just like there's a Shulchan Aruch for those who did things wrong, there's a Shulchan Aruch what you do if you insulted somebody. There's a Shulchan Aruch also what to do if somebody insulted me. There's also an appropriate way to act there. Eichlis naigim oseh ha'avel. Etzleinu anuk she'echad osalanu ra. Where do we think if somebody wrongs us, the mafilu b'shogigas, even if it was by mistake, ki ha'yisar v'lamashal shekin tzarech la'asos, he thinks this is what you're supposed to do. Halo nirgos v'nichos alav, we'll be very angry. Bein klal matzal ruchenu. Somebody does something foolish on the road. Right? We'll honk him and make sure that they know that's inappropriate and I would never do such a thing. Right? Choshim anachnu, aski kvar hutar damu, his hutar damu mikovachol. He wronged me, everything is allowed. Shalom hariyasa lira. Yosef was sold, was thrown into the pit, and what is Yosef doing here? He's focusing on his responsibility. Avalokinu adar be'emes, l'chol yesh dinu mishpat. There's a shulchan aruch for every situation in life. Yosef asa cheshbon ematzmo, v'chashav. What was Yosef thinking all these years? Maybe deep down he was thinking, you know what? Maybe it wasn't such a great idea to tell over the dreams. Maybe how I said it, the Meshech Chacham at the beginning of Ayeshev says he said it over b'simcha. V'hine is a lashon of simcha. V'hine anachnu ma'al malumim. How he said it. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. So Yosef would have probably had some of these guilt pangs. Ki'ulai hu be'emes ha'asham bakol. Ulai de p'shiyasa garmu sh'to'o bo'echav. So Yosef, even though he had a big wrong done to him, he does what he can to say, what's my responsibility in the matter? That's what he always focuses on. Mavhil ma'od v'harbi limudim lanu mizeh. We have to recognize that. If you look in the next source, the Chelchas Binyamin, we haven't quoted this in a while, Rav Binyamin Kamenetsky's sefer, that they put out his Torah, or Rav Yaakov's son, so he puts out in the Chelchas Binyamin, he quotes this Rav Yeruchim, and then he says, we always have to try to focus on what our responsibility is, and he quotes a story of Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. In source number 8, he says, one time, Pam Yasa Bito Lachatzer, he went out with his daughter to the yard, Verasa Savia, Shoevma, his daughter went out and saw that her father, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, was busy, you know, schlepping water from the bar, Hamayim, Avar Shnei Yeladim Shemtinu. There were two little kids there, and Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld was like, schlepping and getting water out of the well to give to them. B'chol pam shoev harav ma'at midlik v'koach hayeled. V'yeled molich hadli. The yeled takes the pail and brings it home and comes back. And the daughter says, what are you doing? These kids are waiting for, what are you giving these kids water for? Abba klum niyata shoev mayim? Are you a water schlepper? Heshev harav. Ra'isi yasei ladim miskofifim l'toch bar umista. I saw these little kids leaning over the bar. It was dangerous. It was hard for them. L'shei lati, heshivu shaviyeb chole. They answered, their father is sick. Their mother just had a baby. And there's nobody to get the water. Vein bebeisam kesel l'shan l'shoev mayim. And they can't pay anybody. You don't have enough money to pay for a water schlepper. Chalatsi yasei tefillin. I took off my tefillin. I said, okay, I'm going to help. The daughter says, umayom rabrios. V'chizeo l'fi kvotcha. You're the kotel hadar. Heshev harav minei ebay. Umayom, what, you're worried about what people are going to say? And what's Hashem going to say? Mayom rubashamayim. Yoshev alav asoid pashachres b'menucha. Look at this guy, look at this man down there. He's sitting and eating his breakfast. The Yaladei Yisrael b'nei aniyim, and these poor children are there putting their lives in danger to get a couple of drops of water for their sick father. He says, what, I'm worried about me. So Binyamin brought that to show that it's about the achrayis that we feel. That's the focus that we have to realize. Related to this, I brought you a sicha from Rav Asher Weiss in his sichas on Tisha B'Av. His sichas on Tisha B'Av, which is a totally different context. But if you look there, he quotes the Gemara in Gittin. Turn the page. He quotes the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Nun Ches. Tana Rabbanan, source number 10. Maiser Rav Yishuv ben Chananya shalach l'krakado sheberomi. Rav Yishuv Chananya went to the big metropolis in Rome. Amrullah, they told him, Tinogechad yesh beis asurim. There's a little boy that's in jail. Yafei naim etov roi. Right, he goes and visits the jail. He says, what kind of Jewish boy was taken by the Romans in jail? Amar apesach beis asurim. Amar, minasan l'mishisa Yaakov Yisrael opposes him. He starts a pasuk and he says, woe to us! Who gave the marauders, you know, time to put us in jail? And what does the child say? The continuation of the pasuk? Halo Hashem zu chatanu lo velo avu bidrachav. We sinned. Hashem was not interested in our ways. Velo shamu b'toraso. That's the conversation that took place. He started a pasuk, he finished a pasuk. Amar, says Rabbi Shimon Chananya, muftachani bo shemor ho rabbi Yisrael. This child is going to be a gadol hador one day. Ho avodah shein izaz mikan, I'm not leaving till I can get him out. Shevdenu b'chol makam shaboskun alav. And he didn't. He raised the money. Lozaz misham ha-shepetot b'amon harbei. And that was Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Pamachas echnasti. Lahakter ketores. Kohen gadol. Asked Rav Weiss, how did he know he was going to be a gadol adar? Because he knew Tanakh by heart. He just quoted a pasuk. He says, no. What's the pasuk that he quoted? Right? The question was, oi, minasan l'mshisa Yaakov, what's causing us all of our tsaris? And what's the pasuk that he answers? Halo Hashem zu chatanu lo. He takes responsibility. He takes responsibility. He says, what could we do to better the situation? Not to blame others or even other Jews. Yeah, it's because that group of Jews is violating this. We're okay. But it's that group that's doing something wrong. No, that's not what we do. We focus on ourselves. And that's exactly what Yosef did, and that's what Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld did, and that's what Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha did, and in that way he was able to become a leader in Am Yisrael. Okay, moving right along. There's a mashal, right? Mishle Yaakov, in source number 11. There are numerous compilations of the Mishalim of the Dubna Magid. Dubna Magid, Vilna, at the time of the Vilna Gaon. So, here's a mashal. Everything is a mashal. They once asked the Dubna Magid, why do you give Mishalim for everything you say? He says, okay, let me explain. I'll give you a mashal. So he says, even to explain why he always gives a mashal, he gives a mashal. So here he quotes, mashal mamish, you'll see what the nimshal is. Here. But mashal mamish, lasar gadol shaylo evin sapir yakar mod. A king, a tsar, has a gorgeous, gorgeous diamond. And all of a sudden, they noticed there was a little imperfection on the diamond. A little scratch. And he's like, what am I going to do with my diamond? He went to all the diamond dealers and cutters, Hayodim Lechazavanim Yikarim Ulatishasim, they know how to carve, they know how to this. Inim Zlotikud, could you help fix this diamond? Amru, they said, Gam b'shiyisukan ye nishar rosh hamasho. We'll do our best, but there's always going to be a little mark. You'll never be able to fix it perfectly. Ad ki ba uman echad chacham u'mevin mod, until one uman came and said, I tell you, I'll give you an idea. You can let me know if you want to do it. Hinei even Allah is gamu yakar v'nechbad. It's a very precious diamond, gamata. Aval halo od yoter yitchashev, but I can make it even more valuable. More valuable? How can you do that? I'm going to make beautiful designs on it. I'm going to write your name on it. I'm going to make beautiful things on it to make it even more valuable and personal. Pituchei tzuras basiros me'eshkolos v'tzitzim uprachim. So that he says, wow, okay, do that. And he says, King, you know where I'm going to start from the designs? I'm going to start from the imperfection. Because that imperfection is going to be the beginning of the design. And that's going to fit into the whole tapestry. Mimenu yimashchu kavei atzira ela. It's going to come from that. Liarko said, that's going to be maybe the middle, the spine of the whole picture. Ki o'evenahu ha'pachas v'agiron she'nofobo. That pachas, that imperfection, is the reason why it's going to get even more beautiful. That's the mashal. What's the nimshal? Sometimes for individuals or for nations, there's an imperfection. And maybe it was our fault that there's an imperfection, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu could then make it into something beautiful. The brother sold Yosef, right? It was terrible. But out of that sale of Yosef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Yeshua. Even before he gets back to there, first he says, David HaMelech, David and Bathsheba, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, the beginning, Lohayer David Roy, Lohosa Maisa. David HaMelech, really, he sees Bathsheba and he does the what's said that he did. But the tshuva that came out of that serves as a model forevermore for anybody to do tshuva. You can be the most public person and you could do tshuva. Kim tshuvaso pasach pesach umava l'chol ha'shavim. Right, for all those who do tshuva, lahoros levneim darkei tshuva. Ach ein aroch, there's nothing greater. And that's what David HaMelech says. David says, asei imi os l'tova. Give me a sign. Shol hispik atzmo v'ashem machalo. Bikash ochi yizbar v'yizvada. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed, right, discuss that, quotes, David HaMelech asked for Hashem, Hashem, give me a sign that I'm forgiven. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not in your lifetime, in your son's lifetime. But that's Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef was terrible. It was an Avera. It was an imperfection. But he ha'isasiba me'ito yisbarach l'man hevi Yaakov v'chol zara l'mitzrayim. It brought them to Mitzrayim, which ultimately was part of the divine plan, and to get them there to have Parnassa and to fulfill the Bris Ben Abasarim, which eventually would lead to v'achrei chen yetzu birchush gadol. Okay. Something we did about 15 years ago, I'll mention it before we have the last thought, and that's the Meshech Chachma, source number 12. The Meshech Chachma talks about the Yaakov Avinu is informed that Yosef is alive and his ruach is awakened, and he starts going down to Mitzrayim, and on the way down he stops in Beersheva, and that's where Hashem says to him, Yaakov, 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 in a maros halayla. In a night vision. The Meshech Chachma points out that Yaakov is the only Av that gets a night vision. The Maros Halayla. Hineitzel Avram v'Yitzchak lo matzanu zeh. Rak b'Yaakov kanu b'vayetze. Remember, Yaakov has his night vision by the ladder. That's also a night vision. And here, night vision. Why is Yaakov the Av to have night visions? Because Yaakov's the Av of Galus. Yaakov is the Av of darkness. Yaakov is the Av of davening Mayriv. That's Yaakov. That's Maros Halayla. Haynu ebnei shayya mucham latzeis l'chutz laretz lagor. He's going out to chutz laretz to live. L'chein bo'ilav lizgalos l'elkos v'layla l'haros. Hashem is telling him. Shaf balayla b'cheshkas ha'galos shorash chinu b'Yisrael. Hashem's telling him. Even at night, I'm with you. Imo anochi b'tzara. Kimo sha'amru galo l'bavel shchini imahem. But there's one element. Hashem says, I'm going to be with you in galus, in darkness, with one condition. Right? We know Yaakov Avinu did Meirev. Meirev is Kineged, the chalavim ve'evarim, the burning of the fats and the limbs from the carbon that took place during the day. Meaning, the leftovers, so to speak, the parts of the carbonos at night were because they were connected to the carbon that day. So too, Mairiv, right, is connected. You have to stay connected. You're going into Galus, you have to stay connected to where you're coming from. Mairiv has to be connected to Shacharis and Mincha, the daytime. Galus has to be connected to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Meshech Chachma. V'yakov arvis, shem eivarim u'bedarim, shem kreivim, bim b'yom bim b'layla. Right, it's done at night. V'hinei amru chazal tell us, shem shechina shorah b'chutz laretz, rak l'mishu roa b'Eretz Yisrael, or Yechezkel Anavi only was zochet to have nevuah in Bavel, because he already had, he had started having nevuah in Eretz Yisrael. L'chein sof avoda, kemo haktaros eivarim, shekfar nishcha v'nizrak b'yom. The avoda was done by day, so that's where you could stretch it. So when we go into Galus, the way that Hashem is going to stay with us is as long as we keep one foot. We keep one foot towards the end of the piece. It's only when we remember. When we remember the roots, where we came from, that's when the Maris Halayla could be a hemshech of what happened in during the day. Maris Halayla. We're still in the Maris Halayla. We see lights. We see light, Baruch Hashem. We're in the Geula process. But we're not fully there yet until we have the Geula Shlema. Okay, last thought. Last thought from the Midarkei Parsha. That's Rav Mordechai Greenberg, the Rosh Yeshiva Emeritus of Yeshivas Keren Biavne. So Yaakov Avinu is worried about going down to Mitzrayim, as we just said, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Altira merda Mitzrayim, ki l'goy gadol asimcha sham, anochi eired gamimcha, anochi alchagam Allah, I'm going to be with you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, don't worry, you're going to go down, you're going to be a great nation there, a large nation. Haftacha ki l'goy gadol asimcha sham, remez l'haftacha shevtir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram Avinu, ve'eschal l'goy gadol. Line 11. Chazal Amru, as we just said, Sheshitif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmo B'Yisrael. Hashem says, I'm coming with you. Whenever a Jew goes into Galus, he's not alone. Hashem says, I'm coming with you. Mashal Melech Shehayelo Platrin Gadol U'Mafteach Katan. A mashal to a king who has a huge palace, but you need a little key to get in. Chashash HaMelech HaMafteach Ye'aved. The king was worried. Maybe the key will be lost. Vasilo Simon. So he had to do something to make sure the key doesn't get lost. Kach Yisrael alul mehavi bina umos. We, the Jews, maybe we'll get lost in Galus. Shitif Shmo by Hashem says, no, I'm connecting myself to you, Yisrael, and you will never be alone. Yisrael heima mafteach shel Rabbono shel Olam. Ube'ezrasam hu nichnas l'platrim. Kadosh Baruch Hu made us his key, and with us, he could go back. Hashem is not going back to the Beis HaMikdash until we come back and take part in the building and the resettling. B'li Yisrael hu in yachol galus b'olam. We, the Jewish people, are the ones that bring Hashem's godliness and reality to the world. Hashem allows us to take part. Gam b'dareinu, and then he adds, Yeshnam hasvurim. Right, it's our job to bring godliness to the world and bring the connection of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Right, we are the people of eternity. Kadosh Baruch Hu put His name into us. We are the people of eternity. Gam b'dareinu yeshnam hasvurim. And I was going to quote a number of mafarsh of achronim. Shemedinas Yisrael hu epizoda cholefes v'lo tachzik mamad. There are those that think that the state of Israel, Medina Yisrael, is a passing fad, a passing reality. Hachshash hazeh, kinein b'levavos kvar b'tkufas melchemes olam, k'shagermanim itkarvu l'sinai l'Eretz Yisrael. Not just the state of Israel, but even the Jews coming back starting from the 1850s, the Talmidei Hagra, the Talmidei Abesht, after when the Jews started coming back over the last almost 200 years. And during World War II, when the Germans were crossing Europe, Afilu ha-Britim shaklu lefanos eschaylem Eretz Yisrael. The British were going to take away their troops from Israel, from Palestine at that time. Rav Herzog, Shaya Az, Arav Rashi. Rav Herzog at that time was in the United States. Kshitzio lihisha'er sham. And when they told him, why don't you stay here? Anna, he says, Todiu leLondon es daiti abura. Tell London my opinion. Shein shum makom lefached. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about your troops in Palestine. Ki nitzachon ha-Nazim b'mizrach ha-Tichon, pirusho churban shlishi shel yishuv ha-Sinai kadosha. If the Nazis take over all of Europe, then that's the end of the Jews in Israel. V'churban shlishi lo yeh. But we already have a misora that there will not be a churban shlishi. Meaning, not just a churban shlishi, a Beis HaMikdash shlishi that's nechrav, but a Jewish presence in Israel, in Palestine at that time, in Eretz Yisrael. And he quote, when he came back to Eretz Yisrael also, Ani kovea b'chol chomer achrayes amutelas alai. We have a misora. Mikubal manu shachashnei churbanos churban shlishi lo yeh, v'ani omer zos mitoch emuna shlema. And he quotes that from Aver Chalap, and he quotes that from a medrash in the Parsha. Kasher shacholti shacholti, on the bottom of the page, Kasher shacholti bebayis rishon, eshkal bebayis sheni, v'yotzer lo eshkal od. Only two. Only twice. And this is a mesorah that a number of the Achronim have. You look, Rav Shechter quotes this on the back page in Bikvei Atzon, in Source 15. He quotes, based on the Ramban, right, the two tochachos, Bechukosai and Kisavo. Bechukosai and Kisavo. He says, Yiduim Divrei HaRamban. It's Yiduim, if you know it, so we'll make it known. Yiduim Divrei HaRamban, the Sefer HaGeula, based tochachos, Bechukosai and Parshas Kisavo. Shalom ratza lomar rak shalom yeh od pam churban beis hamigdash, el sha'af lo yeh od pam churban hamedina. There won't be a churban of a state. And then he says, and don't tell me Bar Kokhva. Bar Kokhva was a group of rebels. That wasn't a new yishuv. He writes on the left side. Right? That's not, that wasn't right? History paskind. His lashon on the left side. Shvar paska ha'istari al Bar Kokhva shlo haisa memshalta b'mechinas memshala be'emes. El shenis allows merit neged haromim below its liach. Mashenkin memshalas medinas Yisrael shebizmanenu, which is recognized by the countries of the world. He says that's a yishuv. And that's what he says, but quotes based on the Ramban and based on what Rav Herzog said. Right, this is, we are the eternal people. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Parsha to Yaakov, I am with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised that he is with us. Lo yeh churban shlishi, be'ez Hashem, we should be zocha not just to not a churban shlishi, but to a full geula shleima. Okay, we'll stop here, be'ez Hashem. Next week we get into the last Parsha in Sefer Bereishis.